Today's Shir's Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Zayin. We will begin on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin, Amud Aleph, the fifth line. In our previous Shir, we discussed the halachas of what can be moved from a warehouse on Shabbos. As we discussed in our previous Shir, the primary concern was a concern of tircha b'Shabbos, exerting yourself on Shabbos. And of course, as we also discussed, there are elements of muks involved. And as we discussed, emptying out a warehouse on Shabbos involves muksa. The reason it involves muksa is because since you before Shabbos designated that all the produce that should be in that warehouse should be there for the duration of Shabbos, so it became muksa. And now our Gemara begins, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, to have a discussion under what circumstances may you move items in a warehouse. So says the Mishnah, Tanah Rabbanan, Eimas Chilin Ba'otzeh Tchila, one may not empty out a warehouse on Shabbos. Aval Oysa Ba'Shvil, you can make a path with your feet, Kadesh Yikonis V'Yotzeh. Ask the Gemara, Oysa Ba'Shvil, how are you allowed to make a path in the warehouse? V'Amrit, how we just said, Eimas Chilin, they're not allowed to empty out a warehouse. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamar. This is what the Braisa means to teach us. Oysra Shvil Braglov, if you're not directly moving the muksa with your hands, but rather you're kicking the muksa out of your way, because it's also to be tziyosai as you move in and out, that is not considered that you moved muksa, and therefore it's permissible. And this is the halacha that we've discussed previously, that even though one may not move muksa on Shabbos, if you do it, tiltel min atzad, if you don't carry it, if you don't move it in the normal fashion, that's mutter. So there's a very fundamental machloikis, the Mishnah Berura and the Chazon Ish, how to approach this halacha of tiltel min atzad. The Mishnah Berura seems to take the approach that when Chazal said that one may not move muksa on Shabbos, what they meant to teach us was that you can't move muksa on Shabbos in the regular fashion of carrying something. So if you move it, not in the normal fashion, as we're learning now, you kick it out of the way. So that isn't considered that you moved muksa on Shabbos, and therefore it's permissible. And even, according to the Chazon Ish, if you moved it, that the reason you moved it was for the purpose of the muksa, just for the benefit of the muksa, it doesn't make a difference. Because the way the Mishnah Berura is learning is when Chazal made the gzeir of muksa, they only made it when you carry in the normal fashion. If you're not carrying in the normal fashion, that's not what Chazal said is included in the halacha of tilta muksa. Chazon Ish, however, has a very different approach. He says that one can't even kick the muksa. Tilta baraglov, according to Chazon Ish, would also be osur. The reason what is meant in this Gemara, explains the Chazon Ish, is that the person was walking, and he's walking just for the purpose of walking, and as he's walking for the purpose of walking, muksa gets moved out of the way. That's what's permissible. But to deliberately move muksa, just not using your hands, but using your feet, and certainly if you're doing it, letzorech davar muksa, the Chazon Ish would not be ready to be lenient. Tanah Rabbanan continues to Gemara, Tvua Tzibura. If you have a pile of grain, Bezman Sheshech B'Merav Shabbos, if you already began taking from that warehouse from before Shabbos, then the halacha is mutal estapik men b'Shabbos, you could keep on taking from that on Shabbos. However, Vimlav, if you have not begun from before Shabbos, also estapik men b'Shabbos, you can't take from it on Shabbos, because once you haven't begun taking from it from before Shabbos, it's muksa. Divrei Rameya. Divrei Rav Shimon. That's the opinion of Rav Shimon. Ravacha, on the other hand, is matter. Ask the Gemara, Klap Elaya, just the opposite. Throughout this Masechta Beya, and throughout Shas, we know that Rav Shimon is the one that's lenient with Hilchas Muksa. And here we find that Rav Shimon is the Machmer, and Rav Acha is the Mekel, says the Gemara El Eima. We have to reverse the opinions in the Braisa. Divrei Rav Acha. Rav Acha is the one that says you could only take items out of your warehouse if you had begun before Shabbos. Rav Shimon is more lenient, and Rav Shimon is matter even if you haven't begun before Shabbos. Tana, says the Braisa, Kamashir Tvu Tzvura, what's the amount that's considered a stored grain, where the halacha is that you may not remove from that warehouse unless you began removing produce from the warehouse before Shabbos, says the Gemara Lesach. When you have the shear of a Lesach, then the halacha is that you're not allowed to, that's the amount that you're not allowed to, that's considered a warehouse. If you have less than a Lesach, it's not considered that you have items in a warehouse. Similarly, says the Gemara B'Amnei Rav Nechumi B'Azachariah Mi'Abaya, Shir Tvur Tzvur B'Kama, what's the shir that it should be considered that you have a warehouse full of food? Amalei Harei Amru Shir Tvur Tzvura, the shir of a warehouse is when you have a Lesach. When you have that much food, when you have that much produce, which is a Lesach, then you're considered that you have a warehouse. Ask the Gemara. We discussed in our previous shiur, the halacha is, the Mishnah said, that you can move arba v'chamesh kupas. So the question is, and the way Rashi explains the Gemara's question, the Gemara, we had a machloikus, Rav Chisda and Shmuel, how to understand our Mishnah. According to Shmuel, even though the Mishnah said arba v'chamesh, four or five, Shmuel said it was just a way of speaking, but it wasn't limited to four or five. So Rashi says, according to Shmuel, there is no this Gemara's question that we're about to begin is not relevant. The question here is, according to Rav Chisda, that we learned in our previous year, Rav Chisda's opinion is that you could only move four or five baskets. And now the Gemara wants to understand how is that to be done. Ibailu, Hani Abba v'chamish kupas t'kamar. When we speak about the four or five baskets that may be moved, Abba v'chamish v'kupas in Tfeiloi, don't take more than four or five baskets, even if it means taking larger boxes and filling them up. We prefer that you take fewer boxes, even though they're heavier. Alma, Lemuta Beluchi Adif, because that's a preferable approach, because you won't have to carry that many times. You won't have to walk that many times if you carry larger boxes. Or Dilma, perhaps Lemuta Bemasi Adif. It's better to have smaller boxes, and even though it's going to cause you're going to have to walk more, but you're never going to have to carry such a heavy box. Toshma. So Gemara says there are actually two braises. The Tani Chada, one Braisa says, "Befana afil arba v'chamish kupas shel kadosh shem v'kadosh yayim." You could take four or five boxes, or four or five pitchers of wine. But Tani Yidach, there's another Braisa that says, "Besa v'chamish esrei." You could take 10 or 15 boxes. Suggest the Gemara, "My lav b'chol kamifki." What is the machloikus between these two Braises? The question that this piece of Gemara began with is actually, so wants the Gemara to say, the subject of the machlokes of these two braises. The Masov, the first opinion, the first braisa held, muta be'elucha adif. It's better to walk less, and therefore it's better to carry big boxes. Or Masov, whereas the second braisa holds, I'd rather you take smaller boxes, even though it's going to mean that you're going to walk more, but you're going to have not to carry such heavy boxes. Muti be'masi adif. Says Amar, it's not compelling. Loi, we could really suggest the kula alma muta beluchadif. It's better to walk less. How do we understand the second brisa? Omas umis savrit. When the brisa said be'esa b'chamesha esra kupas koi, it doesn't mean take 10 or 15 boxes. It's talking about a kadin koi. It's talking about the jugs that are being put into the boxes. You never could take more than five boxes. However, depending on the size of the pitchers, we will know how many pitchers you're going to take. V'loikashi. Hadamishkali, if you have a large pitcher, so you only can take chad chad b'kupa, one pitcher per box. Hadamishkili, sometimes you have smaller pictures, and you could take tray. You could take two pictures in a box, and that's when you'll have a total of 10 pictures. For ha, the mishkili tlosa. And when you have even smaller pictures, that you could fit three pictures into a box, so then you could take altogether 15 pictures. Where do we find such small pictures? But the Kuri de Hafina, there were small pictures in the city of Parfina that were small, and you could fit three pictures into a box. And the Rebbeinu Chananel quotes a Yerushalmi. He says that every box held three soim. A big pitcher held three saw. A smaller pitcher holds a saw and a half. And therefore you could put two pitchers into the box. And a smaller pitcher only holds a saw. And therefore you could fit three pitchers into the box. Continues the Gemara, Boiluhu. Hani Aviv Chomish Dekoma. When we speak about the four or five boxes, what does that mean? Af Gav Deslei Urchen Tova doesn't mean that even if you have many guests, you still have the maximum to carry out just four or five boxes. Oidoma, perhaps the halacha is that Hakol Fi Urchen. We look according to the amount of guests you have. And if you have more guests, you could carry out more. So the Rishonim, particularly according to the approach that we mentioned a moment ago, the Rashi says that this Gemara is going, according to Rav Chisda, have a hard time understanding this Gemara's question. Because if the Gemara is going to suggest that even according to Rav Chisda, if you have many guests, you could carry out many more boxes, and Shmuel also in our Mishnah said you could take out as many as you need. So according to this approach, what would be the machloikis of Rav Chisda and Shmuel? Both of them hold that you're allowed to take out as many as you need. So therefore, the Tosfos Rid has a different way of understanding the Gemara. He says that the Gemara's question is, indeed, do we paskin like Rav Chisda, and you're only allowed to take out four or five boxes, even though you have many guests? Or is that halacha like Shmuel? And if you have many guests, you're allowed to take out more boxes. So actually, the Tosfos Rid says that the Gemara's question here is really, do we pass on like Rav Chisda or Shmuel? Vim Tim Tzolayma, and if we're going to indeed say, Hakol Fi Archim, that we take out, if there are many guests, we could take out according to the amount of guests we have, what should be done? Chad Gavri Mafnil Kula, does one person take out all of the boxes for all of the guests we're going to have? Or Dilma, perhaps, Gavra Mafla Nafshi, every person should take out the amount of boxes so he should be able to sit. Toshma, Dom Rabba Amrav Chia, Pamhachas Holach Rebbe Lamokam Echad. Once Rebbe came to a certain place, V'roa Mokam Dochel Talmidim, and he saw that it was a tight fit for all the Talmidim to sit there. V'yotzl Soda, so he went out to the field, Omatsa Soda Malaya Omrim, and he found a field full of bundles of produce. Vimer kol asad kula, and he emptied out the entire field of the bundles. Rav Yosef b'shem Rav Hoshe pamachos holch Rav Chiya l'makom echad v'ra makom dochel tamidim. Again, there really wasn't enough place for all tamidim to sit. V'yotz l'sadi, he went out to the field. Umatz l'sadi malei oimrim, he found a field full of bundles of produce. Vimer Rebbe kol asad kula. So we see from these two episodes that Shema Minah, clearly the halacha is Hakol Fi Archim, we empty it out according to the amount of guests we have. The Rishonim, Rashi makes the point that this field was a karmelus, and he carried it pachas, less than dalar amos at a time. And as the Rishash explains, that even though normally, certainly in a karmelus, as we learned already at the beginning of the Masechta, one may not carry Dalar Amos per Karmelis. And when one may not carry Dalar Amos per Karmelis, he may not carry Pachas Mi Arba Amos, less than 4 Amos at a time. But here, it was the Tzorich Mitzvah. It was to say a Shir. And since it was the Tzorich Mitzvah, so it was a Shvus to Shvus. It was a double Durabonon. A Karmelis is a Durabonon. carrying less than dollar amis is a drabonon, and a shvus, the shvus, but makom mitzvah is mutter. Drushash goes on to ask that why wasn't there concern of ma'amr, of collecting bundles, so which is a melacha on Shabbos. So he gives a number of terutzim. One terutz is that he didn't collect all these bundles to one spat. The halacha that the Isser Ma'amr is when all the bundles are taken to one spat. Another teretz he suggests that these bundles had not grown in this field. And the halacha of Imur is that it only applies if you're collecting the bundles in the field where that produce grew. Another pshat he says is that the Isser of Imur is collecting the bundles and tying them together. Here, however, these bundles were already tied together before Shabbos, and therefore there was no Isser Imar. But as the Gemara, we still don't know for sure. So we see one thing we know for sure, that the more guests, the more you're allowed to take. But not a question, continues the Gemara. Chad Gavri Mafni Lakula, was a one individual that took out all the bundles? Or Dilma called Gavra Gavra Mafla Nafshi. Every individual took for himself. Toshma, the Brisa says, V'imer Rebbe. So it seems that one person, Rebbe, did all of the Imur for the entire group, says the Gemara L'tameich. Is that really a good approach to follow? Rebbe but the Nafshi Imur? The Rebbe, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, who was the Nasi, do his own Imur? Ela Tziva V'imer. How must we understand this Gemara? That they told people to do Imur. And if we're already explaining that they told people to do Imur, Loilam, we could also say at the same time, the Kol Ad V'ad, Mafli Nafshe, everybody did his own Imur. And of course, the Chasam Sofer points out, not to say that Rebbe ever did his own Imur, but the way to understand, says the Chasam Sofer, that Rebbe had somebody from his Talmidim or his assistants take the bundles on the spot where he needed to sit. So he said that we're allowed to move these boxes of Tevin and Tfu, we learned in the Mishnah, Mnei Ha'orchim, Ubnei Bittel Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, G'doy Lachnosos Orchim, Kashkomos Beis HaMikdash. We see how great of a mitzvah Hachnosos Orchim is. Because our Mishnah says that you're allowed to do something for Orchim just like you're allowed to do for Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash. There's an interesting question. When our Mishnah and our Gemara speak about Beis HaMedrash, doesn't mean learning. For any situation of learning, we're allowed to do it. The mitzvah of learning is so great. But there are achroidim that want to suggest that we're not speaking about any situation of learning. We're speaking about Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash, getting up to learn early. That has a special chashivas, and that's what we're allowed to do this on Shabbos. So what's the raya that Achnosos Orchim is such a great mitzvah? The Ktaniv, where we find in our Mishnah that you're allowed to move these boxes, Mnei Orchim, Mnei Bittel Beis HaMedrash. Bittel Beis HaMedrash is certainly a great mitzvah, and our Tana equates them. Rav Nadimi Ma'ado Amar, not only is Hachnosos Orchim a great mitzvah, but it's actually Yoisim Hashkomos Beis HaMedrash. It's even greater. The Ktani, because first our Mishnah says Mnei Orchim, V'hadar, and only afterwards it says Mnei Bittel Beis HaMedrash. So Maral explains that not all Orchim are we referring to. He's speaking about when we have Panim Chadoshes, somebody who we didn't see before, and now we get a chance to greet him. That is like Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, where we don't usually see Hashem. Furthermore, the Maril makes a very important point. He says that when we speak about Hachnosos Orchim, we're not talking about poor people. When we speak about people who don't have what to eat and don't have where to stay, inviting them to your home is the mitzvah of tzedakah. Here we're talking about people who are Baruch Hashem, wealthy people, people who don't need your food, but bringing them to your house, that's called Hachnosos Orchim. Some say that and this goes back to what we spoke about a moment ago, that we speak about Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash, specifically those who come early to the shul, because the Gemara in Masechta Brachos, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, teaches us, B'shosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Baal HaBeis HaKnesses, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to the Beis HaKnesses, V'loi Motzo Ba'asara, and he doesn't find 5, 10 people there, Miyadu Koyis, Shnema Madu Basi Vein Ish, Krosi Vein Oina. So Hashkama Beis HaMedrash is even greater. That's what makes Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash so special, because it brings the Shechina and saves us from the Shechina being upset. So Ben Yoyada asks, this mandam, the second mandam, is said that Achnosis Orchim is even greater because it's mentioned first. So Ben Yoyada asked the Avos question. We only could say one word at a time. So the Mishnah said Achnosis Orchim first. But it doesn't mean that it's necessarily greater than Bittul Beis HaMedrash. So Ben Yoyada says, the point of our Gemara is because the Gemara says, Mipnei Hachnosos Orchim, or Mipnei Bittul Beis HaMedrash, the Mishnah says. Why did the Mishnah have to repeat the word Mipnei? The reason it mentions Mipnei is to teach us that this is a second reason, and the first reason is more important than the second reason. Which opens up a question in every Mishnah and Shas, in Mishnayos and Shas, when a Mishnah mentions a list, does it always mean that what's mentioned first takes precedence? If the Mishnah gives you an option, the famous example is that the Mishnah speaks about different vegetables that could use for maror. Does it mean that whatever is mentioned first is preferable to be used? According to Ben Yoyada, only in our Mishnah, by the Mishnah adding the word Mipnei, is that the halacha. It would not necessarily be the case everywhere else. Why indeed is Achnosos Orchim greater than Kabbalas Pidei Shechina? Because when a person is busy with guests, he can't be thinking about the other things. And if a person is willing to give up his Menuchas HaNefesh to take care of other people, that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers very great. And it goes on, and the Meiri goes on to explain, the Maral explains, every person is considered that he was created B'Tselem Elokim. So when you are greeting somebody who is Nivra B'Tselem Elokim, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're obviously showing me great respect. And that's why Gol Achnosos Orchim Yoyse Mikabos B'nei Ashchina. I saw a very nice word from the Manistrishna Rebbe. He says that we know that a guest, when somebody brings guests to his home, it makes him have a refuah. So, and we also know that the Shechina is by the head, Rashi teaches us, of every person who's not well. When you bring the guest, you won't have to have the Shechina be on top of the person who's not well. So here we see how great Hashkamas Achnosos Orchim is greater than Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash. So Sora Deres brings that he was once on a Friday afternoon preparing the Sefer Torah for Shabbos. And he was preparing the Sefer Torah for Shabbos. He was doing Shnai Mikra Vechatagim. And a guest walked in, and he made the guest wait till he finished doing Shnai Mikra Vechatagim. And then he thought to himself that maybe I did the wrong thing, because our Gemara just said, God lachnosos orchim, yoyser b'pnei, yoyser mi beis hamedrash. Yoshma Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash. So of course, if we say Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash means getting up early to daven, so it's not necessarily proof. But he wanted to say that what he did was correct. He says, what our Gemara says that it's greater, what it means is that it's only greater than Kabbalas Pnei Shechina, because Kabbalas Pnei Shechina is something that we have to do all the time. So we have to do Kabbalas Pnei Shechina all the time. There's never going to be a tie for Achnosos Orchim. But if you're doing the mitzvah, he said, if I'm doing the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra Vechatargim, it's only for these couple of moments that I'm doing the mitzvah. So certainly, if I began the mitzvah, I should finish doing the mitzvah. And after I, only after I finish doing the mitzvah, then I could do the rest. Amar Yehuda Merav, Golach Nasus Orchem Epnei Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. Hanu Nachnasus Orchem is even greater than Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. The Ksiv V'yoyma Avram Avinu says Hashem Im Namitzosi Chaim Beinecha Al Nosava. Avram Avinu was speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he asked Kaviyochla HaKadosh Baruch Hu to wait until he finished, until he could go greet the guest. So the Mefarshim, many Mefarshim ask, how did Avram Avinu know indeed that Kabbalas Orchim is greater than Kabbalas Pnei Shechina? So the many Mefarshim explain that had it Avram Avinu, the Gemara says, Kim Avram Avinu's Kol HaTorah Kula. Avram Avinu, the Ovis, fulfilled the entire Torah. So how did they know all the mitzvahs and the Averis and the Torah? The Torah wasn't yet given. The answer is that their bodies, their Avarim, was so Kaddosh, was so holy, that by themselves they knew what one should do and what should not do. And his body itself moved him to do Achnosis Orchim, then Kabbalas Shechina. But many Mefarshim quote the Teretz that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want that Avram Avinu should be bothered with guests. So he went to, if the halacha was that Avram Avinu should stick to speaking to Hashem and not greet the guest, so he should have just stayed speaking to him, he was speaking to him, and then Avram Avinu wouldn't go to the guest. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't, the fact that that didn't happen, the fact that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to him, Avram Avinu felt greeting the guest is more important. It must be that greeting guest is more important than Kabbalas Pnei Shechina. But of course, the question is, the guests were Malachim, and Malachim don't need me to feed them and give them where to sleep. So there really wasn't Hachnasas Archim anyway. So Rav Shlomo Hyman Zatzal explains the Gemara. He says, when we speak about Achnosis Orchim of Avram Avinu, it isn't to teach us that Avram Avinu gave these guests to eat, and that makes it such an important mitzvah. The Achnosis Orchim of Avram Avinu was to teach us how important it is for us to greet guests. For us, it is to, how important it is to greet guests, that to do chesed, and that Avram Avinu did chesed. The fact that these malachim didn't need the chesed from Avram Avinu doesn't take it away from it being chesed. And I saw that the Chabina Rav explained, by Kiddush Levana, every month we said, even if we could only greet Hashem once a month, dayim, it would be adequate. But by Chnosis Orchim, we don't say that. By Chnosis Orchim, we're supposed to greet HaKadosh Baruch Hu every month. We're supposed to greet him, and we're supposed to greet our guest all the time. So we see God Lachnosis Orchim, Yoyser Vepnei Shechina. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says a very beautiful pshat. As we just said, these people were Malachim. So, since they were malachim, it really wasn't a case of achnasas orchim. So how can we use a situation which wasn't even a real achnasas orchim to teach us this halacha which the Gemara wants to establish forever? So says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, achnasas orchim is not the kavod that we give the guest. Achnasas orchim is what we're ready to do for another person. And he brings a beautiful raya. He says, the Gemara in Masechta Baba Metzia, that Pei Vav Amid Beis, teaches us, Kol ma she'os Avram Avinu ba'atzmai, whatever Avram Avinu did himself, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu bana ba'atzmai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for Avram Avinu's children. But Kol ma she'os Aydei Shliach, whatever Avram Avinu didn't do himself, also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aydei Shliach. So what's the difference, asks Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, if he did it, or he had an assistant do it, maybe the assistant could do it better. Maybe the assistant could do it quicker. So why should he have to do it himself? Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, from here we see that the main point of Achnosis Orchim is not giving to the guest. It's exerting yourself for somebody else. And that you fulfill even if that person is a malach. Another pshat, how did Avraham Avinu know? I saw a very nice pshat. That when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to visit Avraham Avinu, Rashi says, Avraham Avinu wanted to get up, but he didn't get up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, don't get up, you're not well. However, when it came to greet the guest, the pasuk says Avraham Avinu got up, Avraham Avinu ran to take care of them. So we see that when it comes to taking guests, more exertion is required than even when you're greeting Hashem. I saw that there was the Rav Chaim Brim Zatzal said a very interesting story. He said he once came to Bnei Barak to visit the Chazon Ish. And the Chazon Ish, and then he was going to leave to go back to his home in Yerushalayim, but he missed the bus, the last bus that was going back to Yerushalayim. And at that point, the Chazon Ish himself and the Chazon Ish's sister and brother-in-law, the stipler and his wife, all started bringing bed and linen and food for this guest, Rav Chaim Brim. And Rav Chaim Brim was very uncomfortable that the Chazon Ish and that the stipler themselves were doing all of this on his behalf. So the Chazon Ish at that point told him, at this point, you're to me like an esrig. When somebody wants to buy an esrig, to get an esrig for Sukkos, so we know he tries to get the hodder, he tries to get the nicest one. When somebody is hosting a guest in his home, that guest becomes a dvar mitzvah. And for a dvar mitzvah, we're supposed to exert ourselves and do it in the best way possible. Hashem is not like human beings. Mitzvah v'dom, ain't cotton yoch loy mil godem. A small person can't tell a great individual, hamtein at shavah etzlech. Wait till I get back. V'ilo v'kodesh baruch hu k'siv, what does the pasuk say over here? V'yoyma, Hashem im natsasi, if you could please wait. So how did Avraham Avinu indeed do this, asked the Mashah, to treat HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way, tell him to wait? So Mashah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekoymeh shel oidlam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills up the entire world. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills up the entire world anyway, it's not saying that I'm not going to show you respect, because wherever you are, we're sitting in front of Hashem. Amar Yehuda b'Sheila, Amar Ravasi, Amar Rav Yochanan. Shisha dvarim, Adam oichel periseyim, a person gets extra schar, because we know that all the schar really is in Olam HaEmes. But you get schar, even extra schar, by Olam HaZeh. But Karen Kayem is Olam Haba, but the principle is in Olam Haba. Ve'elein achnosus orchim, bikach olam, ve'in tefillah, having the proper kavana when you daven. Ve'ashkam space amedrish, getting up early to learn. Ve'amagad l'bonav l'tam ha'Torah, teaching your children, making sure your children get a Torah education. Vadonas Haveril Kavskos, judging your friend favorably. And the Yavit says that when the Gemara here says Ashkam Space Midrash, he says it doesn't only mean the person who is getting up to learn. Because we're going to learn in the next price with Salma Torah Kenegi Kulam. But even the person who comes to the shul to make the Beis HaMedrash a place where people can learn, that's also included in Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash. Eini v'tanan, ask the Gemara, we learned in the Mishnah, El dvarim sh'adam oichel, oysa oysa v'oichel perseim ba'olam hazeh, v'keren k'yom s'lo'olam haba, v'elem kibar av'eim, g'milas chasodim, v'avolam sh'olam ben adam l'chaveroi, v'salma tairu k'nugit kulam. So it seems, hani in, only those that are listed in this Mishnah, midachrin eloi. And we just learned that Rabbi Yochanan taught us some other mitzvahs have these halachas. Answers the Gemara, hani nami, these, everything that's listed, anything that Rabbi Yochanan listed is behani shaychi, is included in that group. And as the Rishonim explain, hachnosos orchem b'kecholim, are certainly included in chesed. Ein tefillah is also considered chesed. The pasuk says in Mishlei, goy mo nafshoi ish chesed, because when one davens, he doesn't only daven on his own behalf. He davens for the entire community. He davens for the whole world that they should have atzlocha. So that's incredible chesed. Hashkamas by Samedrish and Gidl Bonim with Talmud Torah is included in what the Mishnah said, Talmud Torah Kenag Kulam. Hadonas Chaveri L'Kav Schus is included in the what it says, Havo Sholim. When you treat and think favorably about somebody else, you're obviously going to be able to live with that person in a proper manner. So everything that Rabbi Yochanan mentioned is really included in the Mishnah. Talmud Torah Kenegi Kulam, the Chasam Sofer says, the biggest chassidus, the most important thing that somebody could do is learning Torah. Because he explains, just like we see Rav Shimon ben Yochai, who was Torosoi Imnosoi, he didn't have to even daven and do mitzvahs. That's what it means when it says, B'salma Torah Kenegi Kulam. Oichon mi perisehem, so I saw that the Sefer Shabbos me explains that it's me perisehem. It doesn't mean that you get all the schar for doing this mitzvah in this world. It means me perisehem, some of the schar you'll get in this world. But of course, the ikr schar is in the olam ha'emes. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Hadon chaver l'kav schus. If you judge people favorably, don an oisoy l'schus. Then in Shemayim, you will be judged also favorably. So the question, of course, is, the Miri asks, when we see somebody doing something, so we can't be sure what he really was doing. We'll see examples in our Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the truth. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no point of being dan l'kav schus. So the answer is, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan l'kav schus, he gives an example. Let's say somebody, unfortunately, doesn't have the ability to give tzedakah. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is danim l'kaf schus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I look at this person as if he had money. And if he had money, he would give tzedakah. Even though he didn't give tzedakah, I treat it as if he already gave the tzedakah. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains as follows. He says, the pasuk says, Ain't tzaddik ba'aretz ashiyasa toy v'lo yechta. A person, whatever a person does, it's hard that a person, when he does a mitzvah, it should be with total purity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, however, when he looks at our mitzvahs, doesn't look at that aspect of our mitzvahs. He looks at it as if we did it perfectly. The Sfas Emes says that Pashup Shad is that if I will treat people be down kaf schus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be down mil kaf schus. The Sfas Emes says this is not referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's referring to people. If I am dan people l'kaf schus, then other people will be dan me l'kaf schus. So says the Gemara, Mais bar de mechad, shiyard mi gola elyon. There was a person that came from gola elyon, v'nitzker etzah b'al bayis echad, and he was hired to work by a certain businessman, Dorim, in the Dorim, in the south of it, etzah Yisrael, for shalosh shanim. Erev Yom Kippur, Amaloi, and Erev Yom Kippur, the worker said, Tain li schari, I worked for you 3 years, I finished my contract, and I want to go home and pay me. Ve'elech v'ozol es nafshi abonei, as ishti abonei, I could support my family. Amaloi, so he said, Ein li mos, I have no money. Amaloi, tain li peris, so give me produce. Amaloi, so the owner told him, this balbais told him, Ein li. Tain li karka, give me real estate. He says, Ein li. Tain li behema, I don't have animals. Give me animals. Ainli. Tainli karamakasas. Give me at least your linen. Ainli. Hefshel kelev acharav. He took his baggage. V'holach lebeis. And he went home. B'pachin nefesh. Obviously not happy. The Shultis says that this Adam Echad was Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef. And it was Rabbi Kiva ben Yosef, even though he wasn't great, the great Rabbi Kiva yet, but we see that even when Rabbi Kiva, before he began learning, he was already a great individual in Midos. And in fact, a person who's great in Midos could eventually grow up to be the great Rabbi Kiva. And it seems that he already had a family before he got married to Rachel, the daughter of Kalba Savua. So we see how important it is that even if somebody's an Amaretz, should have the proper Midas Tovus. It says here, Shol Shodim. Why 3 years? So the Iyun Yaakov says, from here you see that a person is not allowed to write a contract to work for somebody for more than 3 years. And of course, as the Shultz goes on to say, what made the story even more interesting is that even though Rabbi Kiva was asking for all these different things, and he says, I don't have them, he saw that he really did have. Lacha regel, after Yontif, not the Baal Bayis Schara, B'yodoi, the Baal Bayis took the wages he owed, V'imei Masa Sholosh Chomayrim, and he also took three donkeys, Echad Shemachal, one was full with food, Achad Shemesh, the one with beverages, V'achad Sheminim, he got them all different types of presents, wonderful things, V'holach Loi Lebeis, and he went to the workers' home. Lacha v'shach v'shach, so after they ate and drank, Nosan Loi Scharoi, he paid him. So the Chasam Sofer, of course, asked the question, why wasn't this considered ribbis when he gave him more than, he gave him his wages, but he also gave him these three donkey fulls of things. Why isn't that considered ribbis? So he suggests that the donkey full of items that he gave him were his severance pay. And severance pay is not considered ribbis. Another pshat is that since it wasn't something that he was obligated to give, anything that he's not obligated to give and he didn't give in as ribbis is not considered ribbis. We also see, says the Ben Yoyada, what a wonderful person this Rabbi Kiva was. This person came to him, he's angry at him. He didn't say anything. He ate with him, he drank with him, and then he paid. And then he got paid. Amaloi, so now the Baal Bayis asks him, B'shashamatili, tenli schara, when you asked me for your wages, v'amarti, and I said, she'en li mos, b'machash d'tani, what did you accuse me? Amarti, so he answers, shema paratya b'zol nizdamloch, maybe you got a great business opportunity, v'lkachtemem, and you used all your money. And as the Sfasemis explains, if you owe somebody money, you're not allowed to use that money to invest in a business deal. You have to use that money to pay the wages. But says the Sfasemis, he wasn't yet obligated to pay. It wasn't yet the time for payment. And that's why he had this cash and he used the cash for a business deal. When you asked you for animal, why did you accuse me? Maybe you had rented out to someone else and they weren't available for you to give me. When you asked me for real estate, maybe you gave the field to somebody else to work on it and you can't touch it until that contract is up. Maybe you didn't take off Meiser, and it was Erev Yom Kippur. There was no time to take off the Meiser, and therefore you couldn't give it to me. So ask the Sfasemis. So let's say the Meiser represents 20%. So give him whatever it was, plus 20%, and the worker will take off Meiser. Says the Sfasemis that you're not allowed to give an Amoritz produce that doesn't have the Meiser removed, relying that the Amoritz will take off the Meiser. So as we learned, we're actually going to learn it even today's shir, the Amoratzim, they used to be accused, don't take off Meiser properly. That I don't even have linen, I said that maybe you were magdish in the chosul l'shemayim. Amaloi, and he said, ha'voida, Loshen Shvua, Kach Haya. That's indeed what happened. Because Hidartikon Chosai, I made a nether that everything I own should be for tzedakah. B'shvil Hurkunus B'ni, Shlos B'Tayra. I have a son Hurkunus who wasn't learning properly. K'shibasi Eitzel Chaveri B'Dorim. And when I came to the Talmid Chacham Dorim, he tirul kol nidrei because they were matter my nether. V'ata. And he continued, "Shem shadatani l'schus, you were dam milkav schus, hamokem yodan oischol schus, hakadosh baruch should be dan yulkav schus." And as the Tosfos Rid explains, that he was only magdish them to spur his son Hyrcanus to learn, It wasn't a hegdish gomer. And also because he really had no full right to be magdishit, because he owed the money to Rabbi Akiva. So even though normally somebody who's magdish something to hegdish, it's not so simple to be matted at nether, here they were able to be matted at nether. There was a person, a chassid, who ransomed a young Jewish woman who was kidnapped. And he's had the girl sleep in his room by his feet. In the morning, he went to the mikvah, and he said to the Talmidim, obviously, they could have perhaps accused him that he did the wrong thing, that he had this girl in his room, and he's going to the mikveh. Isn't that a representation that perhaps he had relations with her? And so he said to this Talmidim, Machash the Tani, what did you accuse me? We said that you didn't know the status of all the Talmidim over here, and therefore you had to bring into your room because you didn't want to leave her with anybody else. When I went to the mikveh, what did you accuse me? Not the chas v'shalom you did anything wrong. What happened was that you had keri and you went to the mikveh. He made a shvu. That's exactly what happened. And he said, you judge me favorably. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should treat you the same way. Tana Rabbana, third episode. They needed to ask this noble woman for a favor. And all the Gedali Rami were with, used to be with her. Who should be the person to represent Kal Yisrael? Rabbi Shua said, Ani Elch, I will be the one. He took off his tefillin 4 amos away from the home. They used to wear the tefillin all day. He took them off. And he walked into the house and closed the door. And after he came out, he went to the mikveh. And then he started saying Geshir. Vama. And he said, when I took off my tefillin, what did you accuse me of? So they said, the home where this woman lived was a home of tumah, and you didn't want to bring tefillin into the home of such a person. When I closed the door, what did you accuse me of? You have to speak about something very confidential, and that's why you close the door. Of course, all the Mefarshim explain, he did it in a way that there was no problem of Yichud. Maybe he accused me that I had relations with her. Maybe some saliva came from her mouth onto you. So he said a shvua. That's exactly what happened. And I saw that the Maral explains, why does the Gemara bring these three episodes to teach us about Kaf Schus? To teach us that even though the first story was a situation of stealing, that we could accuse the employer of stealing, these two other situations were situations of immoral, where somebody could be accused that he did something immoral. Still, these are places where people many times fall into the trap of doing an aveira. They still were dam schus. They were dam dam lekav schus. That never did they have anything but that all these people did the right thing, and that's how they are zoicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu or other people, as we said earlier, will judge them favorably. We learned mefanim terumah Torah. What may be moved? Truma Torah. So ask the Gemara, Pshita, Truma Torah is not Muksa. Answers the Gemara, L'tzrich the Mancha B'yad Yisrael. The Truma is not by the Kohen. And Yisrael, of course, may not eat Truma. Manatayim kivin doch loichazilei. Since I may not eat Truma, it should be Muksa to the Yisrael. Kamashim on kivin doch hazilei Kohen. Since the Kohen may eat the Truma, Shapadami, it's not Muksa. We learned the Mai. that you can move the mai. But ask the Gemara, the mai halai chazalei. You can't eat the mai. The mai, the halach is you have to take off your own trumas and maisers, and you can't take off trumas and maisers on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, kiven the boy mafkalei lechazalei. If the person wanted to be mafkar all of his assets, then he would be an ani. An ani, chazalei is allowed to eat the nai, hashtanami chazalei. So from here we see that you're allowed to be mafkar on Shabbos. We discussed this previously. Isn't that considered mekach u'memkar? So the Ritva explains, being mafkar on Shabbos is only considered mekach u'memkar if I have intention that somebody else should take ownership of it. But if my entire intention is just that I should no longer be the owner of this object, that isn't usur on Shabbos. The raya is that when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, we say kol chamira, v'chamira dikar b'shusa l'heva hefka, kafadara, because we're just trying to get it out of our shus. That's why it's mutter. The Tanan, machil masanim demai, anim alad eat demai, v'sachsang demai. Since demai is only gzer d'rabbonon, Chazal did not make the gzer at that time. Who is an achsanya? Some say it's Jewish shoulders, and some say it's even non-Jewish shoulders. V'arav huna tana b'shamah emir em machil masanim demai. And therefore, the mai is not muksa. If you took off the truma, as we discussed in our previous year, you take off the truma's meiser from the meiser, so anybody could eat the meiser. Answers the Gemara, the Levi took his meiser rishon while before the produce was processed. The nitla man a trumas ma'isa, and he only took off trumas ma'isa from it, but he didn't take off truma. V'lo nitla man a truma gedoyla. The kihad amar avu amar shlokish ma'isa rishon shekdim b'shbolim. That if the Levi took the ma'isa when it was not yet processed, potem a truma gedoyla. He doesn't have to take off truma. Shenema v'aru ma'isa man a trumas Hashem ma'isa man a ma'isa. Ma'isa man a ma'isa ma'ati l'cha. You have to take off the trumas meiser, like truma gedoyla, the trumas meiser and a meiser, but you don't have to take off both trumas meiser and truma gedoyla. Omler a popular by Yehochi, maybe I feel agree. Maybe if the Levi took the meiser rishon when it was already processed, nami lifter, he should only have to give trumas meiser and not truma gedoyla. Omler, omlercha kra, become matanesim treimu. You have to give both trumas. Omari, so ask the Gemara, why are you making... One pasuk teaches us that the Levi has to take both. One pasuk teaches us that he only has to take Trumas Maisa. Why are we saying it this? That when it's processed, you have to give both. When it wasn't processed, you only have to give Trumas Maisa. And so the Gemara, Hai Idgun, V'Hai Lo Yidgun. This already was processed. So it had a Chiv Truma. This wasn't processed. So the Rishonim asked, it's obvious, the Gemara's Teretz. What's the Havamina? So Rishonim suggests that we would maybe think that if it wasn't processed yet, so then there's a halacha that I have to give the truma and the trumas meiser. For I know for sure that if it wasn't processed, the truma wasn't yet taken. But if it was processed, maybe I would think that the truma was taken, and therefore the Levi should not have to give trumas meiser. Teaches us the Gemara that is not the halacha. Only if he took it after it was processed does he give both. If it wasn't processed, he only gives the trumas meiser. Or meiser sheni, the meiser sheni, he's allowed to. That was redeemed. Is not muksa. Ask the Gemara Peshitta. Of course, if it was redeemed, it's not muksa. Answers the Gemara, Tzrich Shinosun as a Karen Velay Nosun as a Chaimish. The Torah tells us that when we redeem Maisa Sheni, we're supposed to add a fifth. How come Mashmalan, our Mishnah is teaching us that Ein Chaimish Makiv, that if you didn't give that fifth, it's still halachically considered redeemed. But Tormis Hayavish, you're allowed to take dry Tormis because it's food, says the Gemara for animals. Says the Gemara, Dafka Yavish, only when it's dry. Is it considered animal goat food? Avalach loy. When it's still moist, it's not edible to anyone. My tama, kiven the maror, since at that point it's bitter when it's moist, loy achla, even a goat wouldn't eat it, and therefore it's considered muksa.